From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May the 6th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Mike Orion is reporting in the Windham Journal that the town of Prattsville is seeking a fresh water source and has hired a hydrologist to lead the search. The town recently retained the services of Hanson Van Velt, LLC, of Clifton Park. The firm will be paid $14,000 to identify target areas, evaluate existing water quality issues, and to assist in recruiting a driller if a new well location is found. Work on the three-phase project will begin this week. In other water-related news, Gail Heinzen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that Chatham officials recently had the water there tested for PFOA, the toxic substance found in the water of two local communities. According to Town Supervisor Maria Lowe, the water in Chatham is tested regularly, but not for PFOA. The town board in March authorized the special testing. Samples taken at Crellin Park, Town Hall, and the Highway Department all came back negative. PFOA is used in the process of making Teflon. It was found in the water in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, both communities located in Rensselaer County, earlier this year. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer pledged his support this week for a federal grant to connect sections of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail. The trail is a walking and cycling path that stretches from Wasik in Dutchess County to Hillsdale. The Harlem Valley Rail Trail Association and Dutchess County have applied for $7.5 million of U.S. Department of Transportation Tiger grants for the project. The grant would allow the completion of the trail between Millerton and Ankrum and create a tunnel crossing of Route 22, plus allow for the construction of three pedestrian bridges connecting the Kopek and Hillsdale sections of the trail. Garrick Dardani, the owner of Steiner Sports, said many people are looking to cycle on trails instead of roads. The Kopek Falls section of the trail is already popular, Dardani said. He said connecting the parts of the trail would be a boon for cycling and, quote, absolutely, end quote, be good for business. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Casey Sealer is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Appellate Division's Third Department on Thursday, May the 5th, upheld a lower court decision to dismiss a 2013 lawsuit filed by the New York State United Teachers Union against a 2011 law that established the state's 2% flexible tax cap. The union claimed the law was unconstitutional and was damaging to the public education system. In its 12-page opinion, the court knocked down the lawsuit's equal protection claims. It noted the state is required to provide the opportunity of a sound basic education, not the same level of services for every school district. Union spokesman Carl Korn said that while the union was still reviewing the decision, the plaintiffs are very likely to take the case to the State Court of Appeals. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Michael Ryan in the Windham Journal reports about a nasty dispute between members of the Windham Planning Board by local development partners David Shalowski and Paul Hennessy. Shalowski and Hennessy spoke out at a town board meeting last week about multiple projects already implemented or proposed for their property at the former police anchor camp along Route 23, where they have installed home heating oil and kerosene storage tanks and are proposing the construction of a 3,200 square foot equipment storage building with diesel fuel tanks and three concrete refueling pads for tractor trailers and smaller commercial vehicles. Shalowski said in an interview, and I quote, "I have filed a formal complaint with the town board about this project. Town Supervisor Robert Pelham told me I was going to get my public hearing, but that's not the point. I should be getting a public hearing because I'm doing things properly and going through the proper channels, which I'm doing, not because the planning board arbitrarily says it's okay," end quote. Planning Board Chairwoman Maureen Ann Chancellin in a statement wrote, and I quote, "I am shocked and offended that my character and integrity are being attacked. I take this very seriously as I do my position as chair. I follow the laws and regulations very strictly and I will continue to do so," end quote. A public hearing will be held on May 5th in Windham about the proposal. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. And for our final story, Diane Valden at the Columbia Paper reports that on May the 4th, Salvatore Cascino was let out of jail early after convincing a judge he was cleaning up his act. Valden writes, and I quote, "Mr. Cascino, a convicted felon and perennial scofflaw, owns a 300-acre property along the east side of Route 22 in Kopek. He calls the place Copaig Valley Farm, and for nearly two decades, he has been racking up violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating there, end quote. Cascino returns to court to report on his actions on June the 6th, July 18th, and August 8th. Cascino spent 69 days in the Columbia County Jail after being found guilty of criminal and civil contempt by acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain today, mainly after 10 a.m., with a temperature high near 57 degrees. But Friday night showers are likely, mainly before 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 48 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 62 degrees. Saturday night showers are likely, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 47. And on Sunday, showers are likely, mainly before 8 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 58 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 5:42 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:01 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 6th day of May, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.